Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
My friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a best of edition of The Brendan Show. These best of episodes feature training that I have done live, sometimes online to tens of thousands of people, or live on stage where I was speaking on some stages across the world. Or these might be some of my monthly training programs and highlights of those that I do every single month with our monthly students. So I know you're going to really enjoy these, because these are a little bit more of a deep dive look at some of my training as a personal and professional development trainer. You know, I focus so much on
helping you find that deeper level of motivation and start practicing some of those high performance habits? Well, you hear me talk about many of those concepts in these special episodes here. These are my best of trainings only and exclusively right here on The Brendan Show. So I hope you enjoy them. Please know that as you hear me speak in many of these, you'll hear me reference something because sometimes I'll have been training live or on video or on stage or through a broadcast. So you might not be able to see something that I'm suggesting or motioning to or maybe even drawing out on a flip chart or motioning towards on a presentation, but you'll get the gist of it. So make sure you bust out your journal, take some good notes here because this is really valuable insights on the mindset or the strategy that you need to adopt in order to improve your life. And if you want to go and get more content like this, but much more deeper and have more of an interactive relationship with me in this type of training, make sure you join our High Performance Monthly Training Program. That's our monthly subscription program where I go live with you and our high performance students every single month. And I train on a new topic or a new piece of research that we've created from the High Performance Institute. And I train on that. And then I do Q&A and actual live coaching and interactive coaching with people every single month. That's called High Performance Monthly. And you can access it at brendan.com/monthly. That's brendan.com/monthly. brendon.com/monthly to get deeper dive training similar to this. So if you like this, you would love that training program. But without further ado, let's jump in right now to one of the Brendan Show's best of trainings. We're going to talk about why is it so hard to change, but what you can do about it. I'm going to tell you about the fails that people usually have in their lives, the fears that they're struggling to come over, and the frustrations that block them. And then I'll tell you, how the heck do you get over all of those things? So we'll be talking about your habits. We will be talking about the relationships you need to create to support you in your dreams. We'll be talking about where you suck, where you're good. And let's start thinking about this year in a big way. My job in high performance training is always job one, raise your ambition and your disciplines that are possible to make those ambitions come true. Today, we're going to go into a very, very mindset and habit-driven session for you so that you can understand where do most people fail? I mean, when you set a new habit or a new goal and you're like, I'm ready to crush it, or you start the first of the month and you're ready to go and then you lose momentum, why? It's usually because of one of these reasons we're going to train about today, okay? Number two, why do people get stuck so often? They're often stuck in the four fears. They don't know how to overcome them. And so they kind of just sit, wait, don't act or become a jerk. And now they're struggling to get ahead. And then they get frustrated. Even if they can not do these things and overcome these things, so many people get so frustrated because of these four things that they ruin relationships. They stop their momentum. They take too many days off watching Netflix. They get in that place where they're just, you know, so worked up emotionally with anger or regret or resentment or vitriol that they're not able to maintain the absolute positive energy and emotions required to succeed. And you know this to be true, right? If you've ever studied from me with high performance, I'm here to tell you, you can achieve more, but you don't have to freak out about it because it doesn't have to come at the cost of your health. It doesn't have to come at the cost of your well-being or your relationships or your time with your family. I mean, I know a lot of you guys are stressed, right? So many people are like, I'm stressed. I don't know what to do with it. Or, you know, I started off the year so excited and now I'm already like burned out. What am I going to do? And just so you know, that's normal. So calm down. Stop hating yourself. And let's have a positive session today where you really think about what's important to you in your life right now, how you really want to feel, how you really want to contribute, how you really just want to experience the best possible life. You know, we all call it high performance living in my training. And high performance living just means that you feel full engagement, you know, presence in this moment, that you have joy in your heart and in your soul, and that you are confident in your ability to deliver, in your ability to show up, in your ability to make your difference. If you got full engagement, joy, and confidence in anything you have, that's what we call high performance living. This one specifically is a mindset for momentum. So in your journals, write it down. Big capital letters, momentum, baby. Let's get it. This needs to be the year of momentum and breakthrough for you, okay? So if we're gonna make that happen, we gotta get at it. We really gotta get at it. So what's the challenge? Well, the challenge is it's hard to have a positive mindset when so often you fail to do some basics, and when so often you get stuck in your fears, and when so often you get frustrated with yourself. So this is the session today. We will also be covering today, how do you take an idea and move it into massive action quickly? Because I bet this time of year, especially, you got big dreams, you got big hopes. You think, oh, I'm gonna change this, or I'm gonna do that, or I'm gonna chase that dream in my small business, or start a business, or in my career, or I'm gonna make this pitch finally. You probably have something you really wanna move forward. So we're gonna talk about both the mindset and the actions required on a daily and weekly and monthly basis to allow you to do that. How is that for the longest winded opening in the history of high performance training? I thought that was pretty good. It was a good run right there. I thought it was a lot of wind, but you know, hey, we're here. And now let's get going. Four fails. What's the reason most people don't get the momentum necessary to move ahead? Okay? And I really want you to think about this. Gauge yourself right now on what level of momentum you feel you have in your life. Let's say 1 out of 10, okay? 1, you don't have any momentum. Like, matter of fact, 1, you're dead. Basically, you're dead at 1, okay? You're dead, you're not moving, that's total blockage, okay? 5, you're doing pretty good, you're clipping ahead, taking some actions on a daily basis. 10, you feel like you are absolutely crushing it, okay? You're absolutely disciplined, focused, motivated, making it happen. Where are you? Okay, now, as you think about that number range, maybe in your journal, write it out. Momentum, baby. I ask you, write that down. Momentum, baby. And then score yourself. Are you at a 3, a 4, a 5, a 10? And whatever your number is, don't get upset at yourself or your spouse. Don't kick the dog. Whatever your number is, that's the number, okay? Our job is to say, well, how do we increase that number? How do we get a little better at that, okay? That's what we're gonna be talking about today. Now, here's my first proposition to you today. And that is, I believe that whatever that number is on momentum, there is a reason for that. When people don't get more momentum, or they set a habit or a goal and they say, I'm gonna achieve that, but they don't, I believe one of the main reasons why is this first fail. People fail to see beyond now. They fail. They see their current circumstances right now. They go, oh my God, I got bills to pay. Oh my God, I got in that fight last night. Oh my God, I haven't done work for 3 months, so why would I do it now? They get stuck because all their vision is stuck now. And I know this from even high performers, very successful people who I've been able to be blessed to work with, whether I'm working with an Olympian, literally a billionaire, or having the opportunity to network, associate, coach, connect with some of the most extraordinary people in the world. One of the things that I always have to do in the conversations with them is move their mindset and their conversation pattern from today to the future. Because what's the opposite? If you are stuck in today and you don't believe today can change, that you're gonna be right here all the time, that this is just the way you are, that this is just what your income's always gonna be the same, you're never gonna make any more money, you're never gonna impact more people, you're never gonna get out of that argument pattern, and you're just focused on that, that quickly leads to upset, hurt, turmoil, negative emotion, and ultimately to depression. And because, you know, what's one way to help somebody move out of those bad emotions? You start moving them towards their future again. Give them something to look to that inspires them, that challenges them, that makes them want to be something more. And this is what I tell people all the time. I say, you want more momentum in your life? Start expecting something from yourself again, beyond what is today, right? Because maybe you're already good. You're like, Brent, I'm watching this. I got my thing down, homie. Maybe that's where you're at. But sometimes your next level is expect even more of yourself. That have that truly, that hunger inside, that higher standard that says, you know what? I want my life to be so significantly better. And then when you say that, don't get depressed or upset, because what people say, I want my life to be so better, but it's so bad. Look at all these things. And all they do is they're focused on today. See, they're failing to see beyond now. I want the big dream, but it sucks now. And then they spend hours thinking about how it sucks now. And they're like, I wonder why I can't get motivated. Because if you spend hours thinking about how it sucks now, you will generate the negative emotional reality that will keep you stuck in that now. It is our job to look beyond the now, right? Yes, be fully engaged. Yes, be fully present. But if you want momentum, you need to raise your ambitions. And when you raise your ambitions, you stay stuck right there. You see that person, feel that person, be that person. You're there, not here. And it is so hard for people to learn that. And I don't say that flippantly. It was the same thing for me. You know, I was in a place in my life, just like I'm sure you have been sometimes in your life, where I didn't like who I was. Didn't like how I was showing up. Didn't like how I was treating the people around me. Hated myself for not having any finances. Hated myself for not feeding myself more, you know, nutritionally balanced good meals. Hated myself for seeing all my friends doing better than me. Hated myself for seeing other people in the industry doing better than me. Like, we all have that stupid comparison thing that we do, or that stupid limiting thing that we do to ourselves where we put ourselves down. And the only breakthrough is going to come from seeing beyond it. So here we are at the beginning of the year. You know, lots of people have big visions for the future, but, you know, by day 5, 10, the first month of the year, they take their eyes off that big resolution, that big dream, and they're back in the now, and they go, yeah, I had those hopes and dreams beginning of the year, but, you know, this is what it's about. And then here's the tell. Listen to the words. This is their fail. They're always talking only about now. Like, you get around them, they only talk about the friggin' weather. They only talk about, you know, everything that's due now, everything that's challenging them now. It's always just a conversation about, oh, here's what's in front of me. I guess it's always, listen to the words. Literally, it's the words. The communication pattern in their mind, their mindset, is coming out their mouth. And it's coming out their mouth all over you. And it's just like complaining about all these things now. Or even if it's not complaining, it's only seeing what is here. So they only talk about this project. They only talk about this email. They only talk about this medical report. They only talk about what's going on right now. And I always hear that and I go, that person's in trouble. How can you maintain momentum if all you do is acknowledge what is right here? By the way, I'm not saying that it's not important to acknowledge what's here, to discuss it, to engage it. I'm just saying if you don't also see beyond it and live into a higher truth for yourself, live into that future you despite where you've been yesterday, then you're going to get stuck. My job is to make sure that wherever you are right now, you can see tomorrow, man. You can see next week. That you start putting in your vocabulary dreams again. That you start putting in your vocabulary a year out, 5 years out, 10 years out. That you can see in your mind yourself on that rocking chair at the end of your life, rocking back and forth, talking with your family and your friends about what you've done in your life that you're proud about the things that you are grateful happened for you, about the amazing, bold, crazy, fun adventures you had in your life. Even if today you're where, like maybe I was one point in my life, I was stuck in a 454-foot tiny little apartment. I was super broke. I was, my bed was in the closet, because in San Francisco, California, they call it a junior one bedroom. That means it's a studio where most people put their bed in the closet. So my bed is in the closet. My clothes are hanging above me. I'm literally sleeping under the clothes rack in my apartment. And, you know, it was a tough time. All of my money going to my rent, trying to figure out, you know, how to just buy groceries, trying to figure out how to just, you know, do I buy the bus pass for the month or not, because I might run out of money. Like, stupid things like that that I had to deal with. And I'm sure sometimes you know, or you've been in that place too, where finances are a big drag on you. And what happens is when you don't have enough money, it's very, very easy to get stuck only here and to stop dreaming. Because you're so desperate in the moment, and nothing screws people up like scarcity and fear and frustration in the moment, preventing them from seeing the bigger picture. You know, what's the bigger picture for you now? What's the next level for you now? And I want you to see that. Next, number two, is they fail to feel the consequence of now if it was maintained. What do I mean by that? Notice the first word and write this down. Double underline this one, baby. Double underline this one. Feel. They fail to feel the consequence, right? They're sitting down with their second order of pad thai, and they're not thinking, wow, I'm gonna feel like hell tomorrow. Because in the moment, it feels good, even though it's bad behavior. And yes, I have been guilty of that. I'm a pad thai kind of guy. But listen, that's the challenge that people have. They're not only seeing the future, they're not feeling the future consequence. Like, I remember when I was bankrupt, literally bankrupt, and I was thinking, this was the very beginning of my career. I had no idea what I was doing. You know, back then, there was no kind of programs like an Experts Academy that teaches you how to do what my career is. I had no idea. And so my challenge was, I couldn't really see what to do, but I remember feeling that consequence. I thought, if I don't figure out these finances, and I let myself feel the consequence, I let myself, it was okay. Most people, they'll do anything they can to avoid pain, and thus they also avoid feeling the consequence of poor behavior. Does that make sense? Instead of feeling the consequence of poor behavior and imagining their life turning out crappy, well, that'd be scary. So they just avoid the future, stay in the comfort of today, and don't feel the consequences of not turning it around. Even though they'll say, I'm in pain, I feel so bad. No. You just feel bad about now. You're not feeling that, look, if you don't change 5 years from now, you're gonna feel much worse. Just like tomorrow morning, that second pad thai is gonna kick your butt. They don't feel the consequence of not doing what they know they should do. Does that make sense? Like, I bet you have a list of five things you know you should do, right? And people do that all the morning. They write down the to-do list and they think about it. But if you've got that one to-do that is carrying over from Monday to Tuesday and Tuesday, Wednesday, do you have any lists? And there's that one line item that keeps coming over day to day and week to week, like the carryover to-do, I call it. Do you have any carryover to-dos? You know what the problem with that carryover to-do is? You have not yet felt what happens if that doesn't happen. So it's easy to swipe it onto the next day's to-do list. And swipe it on the next day. There's no consequence. Just swipe it along. Just keep swiping that to-do list in the future because you're not going, holy crap, if I don't do that, the dominoes are going to start to fall. If I don't do that, tragedy's coming. If I don't do that, I won't be where I want to be. If I don't do that, I won't get that respect or that income or that thing that I'm really, I'm passionate about having. And people do that all the time. And I know you know what I'm talking about here. But I also think that they fail to feel the consequence of the good things too, right? So let me go back to me in my public speaking career where I'm thinking about standing in front of arenas. I'm like, who am I to stand in front of an arena, right? But I could feel it. I could visualize walking out, kind of like the, you know, the Super Bowl athletic teams walk out of the tunnel. I could walk out of the tunnel and I could feel it. I could feel the nerves of it all. And I could feel myself walking up on the stairs, literally feeling a step onto the stairs, walking up onto the big stage. And I could feel all of the anxiety of it all. And I could walk up and I could feel myself literally, I know it sounds weird, feel myself saying the words. Like I could feel how my face felt as I said those first words at a big speech. I could totally feel that. And then what? I could feel the roar of the audience after I finished my speech. I could feel it. I could feel what happened when I walked off stage and I felt that rush of having done my mission despite my fears. I didn't not feel the fear or not feel the anxiety. I allowed myself to feel it all. And then I felt the reward afterwards. Does it make sense? your vision of your life must have feelings associated with it. Otherwise, it's just kind of mental projections. And a lot of people have mental projections, but that's why their mental projections don't become habits, is because they haven't felt it yet, right? You don't create any habits in your life until there's feeling and emotions attached to something. Trust me. You can intellectualize all day long. I'm going to do these goals. I'm going to start this new habit. I'm going to do these things. But if you don't feel the consequence of not doing those things, you won't set the habit, right? Almost all of your lack of discipline, and this is not being flippant with you, it's just being honest. Almost all of your lack of discipline comes from the failure to feel the consequence of not being disciplined. It doesn't matter to you, in other words. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm not disciplined. I know I said I'd go to the gym. It doesn't matter. You're not feeling that fatigue that you will feel 5 years from now. You're not feeling that horrible body you'll have 5 years from now. You're not feeling that sense of just like, I wish I had taken care of myself. You're not allowing regret in your life because, as we will hear, one of the major fears we have is regret. So you just avoid it. And now you avoid the workout. And your life is a life of avoidance. There is no high performance life with a lot of avoidance in it. It doesn't happen. Like, you got to get rid of the avoidance. You got to allow yourself to feel again. Like, this is the most important thing for you to get back in touch with your emotions, both here in the moment, but also your emotions for the future. Like, I know a lot of people who have never felt anything in the future before. And I feel so sad for them because I'm like, boy, the future feels good. I mean, the future feels really good. Why would you not want to fantasize and dream and hope? And I know why you wouldn't, because you're scared one of these things will happen. Or you've been on the road long enough and you think, well, Brennan, this is my reality. And so you're not allowing yourself to feel the future. Feel the future, man. It will change your life. Every morning that I wake up, part of my little simple thing that I do, when I'm thinking about the strategic projects I'm working on, I mean, at a very, like, I know, like an engineering type mind, like I've got my clear list of like, here's the major projects I'm working on. I allow myself to feel those projects and get excited about them, right? So one of my first questions in the shower every morning is, what could I be excited about today? And even if I got to make something up, every morning I'm going to start in the emotion of excitement for the day. Even if I have to generate it, even if I have to dream of something, fake it, it doesn't matter. Because I know if I can start from a place of enthusiasm, I'm in a place of power. Make sense? That's feeling everything I can about the day, but feel the future. Write it down in your journal. Write it down. Feel the future. Double underline that. Put a star. Draw a unicorn or a happy face. Whatever your thing is, bust out that purple marker. Go crazy. Get the purple marker. You're going to go nuts. But make it clear. Feel the future. Number three, what else do people fail at? They fail to do the research. I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I can feel losing weight. I can see myself thinner. It'd be great. But then they go, gosh, I wonder what would be a healthy diet. I wonder what would be the best workout routine. And what do? They go watch one YouTube video and they go, oh, well, I guess I can't do that. I'm like, no. You want to be a high performer, you do your homework. And you do your homework daily, every day. Every day you're trying to learn, trying to do new things, testing things out, measuring things with that scientific approach. That every day you're doing your homework. What worked today? What didn't work today? Do you know how many people I know don't ask that question at the end of the day? You know what? More people at the end of the day go, what do we watch on Netflix? Than ask, what worked today? What didn't work today? I mean, sometimes you just got to get high performance is about the fundamentals, discipline, common sense, applied over and over and over and over again. So at the end of the day, I go, what worked today? That's research. It's a scientific mind. It's saying, where am I? Where do I want to go? What's working? What's not working? And noticing what's working and amplifying that. But you got to start with doing the homework for your dreams. You know, when I began, I went to seminars and bought courses and read books on how to write books. I went to speaking classes on how to speak. I read everything I could about people in my industry or great leaders in history who I could learn from their communication patterns. I started reading a book a week when I was 19 years old, which is a big dream of mine. And I'm now at, 20 plus years later, I'm in my 40s, and that I've read a book a week, and I've only missed 3 weeks. I get 1 week, if I'm honest, there's been 4 weeks now, but I don't count that week because there was, it's none of your business. I just didn't count that week. But anyway, I've been reading a lot of books because I'm always doing homework. I think it's important. All research or all homework, it's got to be diligent and consistent. You don't do it once and then forget about it. Just like you don't go to grad school and you go to 4 classes in the first week and then you don't come back again. You got to stay in class, man. Stay in class. If you leave your growth to randomness, you'll always be stuck in the land of mediocrity. Doing your research means designing your curriculum.
All right, my friend, I hope that you enjoyed that best of episode. Was that inspiring? Were you fired up? Did you love it? If you did, make sure you do me a favor. Go out on social media somewhere and share that episode. Just go out, post it somewhere, post yourself listening to it. Make sure you hashtag The Brendan Show, because when you do that, I can look you up and we can find you on Instagram and post that on the social media. And sometimes we do all expense paid trips to people we find. We just randomly select people. We send them gifts, autographed books, swag, t-shirts, all expense paid trips to some of my seminars. So make sure you let us know. Share what you thought about this episode out there on the social media worlds, and then we can find you and celebrate you. And also, I would love to invite you to join us in our High Performance Monthly program. So just go to Brendan.com/monthly. That's Brendan.com/monthly. That's where we do deeper dive trainings like you just heard, but we do that every single month. And there's some live Q&A there, and I do some giveaways, and we give students in that monthly program tickets to my seminars and some extra special training on leadership. So make sure to check it out at Brendan.com/monthly. I appreciate you being part of this community of so many people dedicated to finding that deeper drive of motivation and practicing high performance habits so that they can become extraordinary in their careers, in your personal life, in your health. You can live an extraordinary quality of life, and sometimes you just need a little bit more training and a little bit more nudge, a little bit more energy, a little bit more drive and consistency. And I'm hoping that being part of this community with The Brendan Show, I'm providing that to you in some way. So thank you, my friend, for listening. I look forward to seeing you or listening with you on the next episode of The Brendon Show. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before.
Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.